This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us again, freetalklive.com, the phone number 800-259-9231. Your chance to win two Totosacks coming up in a little bit. We'll give you that here in a moment. Want to continue something that we brought up last night. I'll be sure to bring you up to speed in case you are just now tuning in for the first time. Or maybe you missed what we were talking about last night. Ron Paul has made a splash yet again. And he's splashing in a very, very good way. People are upset. People on, of course, the right are just livid that Ron Paul could win the CPAC poll, the Conservative Political Action Conference, which is, I guess, a yearly convention that conservative types have. Well, apparently some liberty-minded people infiltrated the ranks this year, and as they did last year, and Ron Paul ran away with the... I guess their little presidential straw poll thing, winning 30% of the vote. Mitt Romney following behind with 23%. So a decided victory, I would say, for Ron Paul.
Yeah, but like it wasn't close.
And you know, it's a lot of young people, and so the Republicans are actually in the position where they have to complain about all these young people coming in and infiltrating their party and influencing their straw poll, which I find very interesting. And of course, it's the Republican establishment mainly.
Yeah, it's outrageous. I mean, that people would be upset that young people are getting involved in this in the system. Isn't this what they want?
Naked kids,
right? Isn't this what they want? Well, here you go. They like Ron Paul.
He's a real conservative.
It's not what they want. What they want is for you to believe their message. You must believe our message of force, destruction, and putting getting involved in your neighbor's life.
Because our version of force and aggression and violence is better than the other side's.
Yes.
So people are upset, and one of those people is a man over at Forbes magazine, Rick Unger, who is accusing Ron Paul of basically being the political version of a crack dealer, offering the American youth something they want now, which is freedom from some level of coercion, not totally free from coercion, but Ron Paul's out there with a pretty principled message, pretty close.
It's the most principled message you're going to find among politicians.
Absolutely, especially at the national level.
Ones.
Yeah. And so he's out there pushing this idea, and this guy at Forbes is suggesting that this is dangerous. It's pandering to young people's feeling of immortality, that they believe they can just take all their money right now and just spend it all and not have to save for their retirement. We need to have Social Security. We need to have government, Medicaid and government control of medicine to take care of these irresponsible little brats because they don't know what they're doing.
Wait, the little brats are going to be paying for them. That's why they're mad.
Yeah.
Very insightful. I didn't even think to make that point last night. That is a good point.
And maybe the little brats just want to save on their own and have their own account Congress can't raid.
The other thing, I mean, is that if you... Okay, yeah, it's true. Young people in a lot of cases are very irresponsible. But if they're not allowed to make mistakes, if they're not allowed to learn how to be responsible on their own, then they'll just be sad, pathetic wards of the state for their entire lives.
Right.
And
we
I know
were.
That's what the state wants, but I like it when people are self-sufficient and, you know, can learn from their mistakes. It's an important process.
Self-actualizing and empowered.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously that's what people want is that, these people in politics want you to be beholden to the government. Otherwise, you know, how can they control you?
So we're going to get back to this here in a moment, but we're going to take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. I'm actually a little surprised to see that Sean is listening. Sean, you're listening to WXNT tonight?
Maybe I get it mixed up. I was listening to the LRN-FM new app that you guys have out, which is fantastic.
Okay, cool. Very good, because, yeah, WXNT doesn't join us typically till 8 o'clock at night. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, two things. First, I wanted to say thank you guys for having Scott the Bigot on. This woman is always has always been labeled as racist for some reason. And it's always nice to hear when we have solid people like you guys arguing against somebody who's so obviously racist.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he is put on the air because, well, we'll take any calls from anybody, but more importantly, to essentially be the foil to show how awful some people can be and how inconsistent they are and how just thoughtless and you know, uncompassionate that they can be, and I guess juxtapose against that the ideas of individual liberty.
Yeah, and the second thing I wanted to bring up is I was listening to the podcast today from yesterday's show, and Ian, you were talking about the idea of withdrawing consent from the government by not paying taxation as one of the only ways that we can truly end the state. And I want to agree and disagree with you on that issue.
Okay.
The reason why I agree is because by paying taxes, people have since they've put monetary amounts towards the state, they have an emotional investment in seeing the state do whatever it's doing, whether they think they're getting police forces or anything like that. But then the reason I want to disagree with you on it, though, at least coming from the federal stance, is the idea of the Federal Reserve. Because they can get rid of taxation all they want, but as long as they're still able to print money, then it does. Then the hidden tax of inflation.
Oh, absolutely. I entirely agree. Yeah, inflation is an incredibly insidious tax. It is one that the only way you can avoid it is to stop using their money. And so you're right. One of the other things people can do, and as you said, it was only one thing to stop paying taxes, but one of the other things people can do is to start doing more business in alternative currencies, things like silver and gold or whatever else is out there.
Just trade, trading work or whatever for some other kind of work, specialty work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I completely agree with you guys. That's all I wanted to bring up tonight. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sean, for being out there. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Getting back to Ron Paul real quick, I just thought of this, the Gandhi quote where he says, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. I guess we're getting heavily into then they fight you stage,
yeah.
Which means the next stage is then you win.
Well, of course, stages tend to go real slow when it comes to the political system. But, I'm in support of that.
The first two went by fairly quickly, except the ignore part. That was 30 years.
Well, certainly the Internet and the quick transfer of information is kind of changing the game. That's for sure. So speaking of Ron Paul, let's continue. This story from Forbes.com, it's one of their blogs, and I'm going to just jump in. Kind of, again, we brought you up to speed where they're attacking Ron Paul for being a financial crack dealer. So Unger says, I can only imagine myself at 21 considering Representative Paul's offer, as I was absolutely certain that I would be wildly successful, hugely rich, and never have need for the assistance of the government. I would have snapped up Paul's offer in a nanosecond. Of course, I didn't yet know what Medicare was all about, let alone understand that at 60 years of age, I would be looking forward to the program with great anticipation, despite being fortunate enough to have some money in the bank.
So in other words, this guy is a Republican welfare queen.
Pretty much.
I don't know what he is.
I'm not going to claim that much is true. You know but what he is claiming is that somehow Medicare is going to save you from the high medical costs. But what he's not factoring in is that since Medicare has come around, medical costs have gone up. Now I understand it's causation versus correlation, but when the market was free in the area of medicine, you saw significantly lower prices compared to what people were making at the time, what they call real dollars, than you do now.
And you paid cash for things back then. Not to mention the fact that his glorious Medicare is broke, completely insolvent broke, and it's going to go under.
Even if I had been a responsible young man of 21, which is something of an oxymoron, I never could have foreseen.
Wow, nice guy, huh?
Yeah, I never could have foreseen the high costs. I was pretty responsible at age 21.
Yeah. Me too.
I've got to say I was pretty irresponsible, but
I never could have foreseen the high costs of health care in the future, just as I could not foresee the unexpected medical conditions I would face that would drive the price of my health care coverage through stratospheric levels. Indeed, I had taken advantage, or rather had I taken advantage of an offer similar to what Ron Paul proposes and rejected the idea of paying into the Medicare trust in favor of putting more money into a retirement plan that would be decimated by the crash in the stock market just as I was about to need the money, I would be facing a considerably more challenging life when retirement arrives. When one considers that I got some lucky breaks in life and would still be behind the eight ball under the Ron Paul plan, imagine what would happen to those who did not get those same breaks.
Medicare trust my prostate.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airways because in the absence of the government's Medicare program, no one would have a solid investment into health care like a health savings account. Oh, we already have those things. 800-259-9231. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so head on over and enjoy stuff like our archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the site. And if you go into the archive section, that'll take you all the way back to late 2006. It's all free at freetalklive.com. The archives, by the way, courtesy of HostGator.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70% off. And they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com, click Become a Member there on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer they'll give you a call and set things up with you. Their customer service is excellent. I've gone through the process. I've been to their offices. I've checked them out. And it's a great organization, meds.freetalklive.com. It doesn't matter whether you need Zetia, Nexium, Lipitor, Amplify, Boniva, Cialis, or Viagra. It's meds.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. Ron Paul, according to Forbes magazine, is pushing financial crack. He's tempting the youth of America into giving up their addiction to government, or I guess he wouldn't use that term. He's tempting the youth of America into giving up the important lifeline to government so they can take a risk with having their own money and deciding what to do with it and making the wrong choice and being irresponsible. Which, of course, eliminates the whole idea that people would be taken care of. He believes that people would not be taken care of in the absence of the state. That people who make mistakes would just be left along the side of the road and be, you know, ignored, freeze to death, die, starve to death, etc. And it's just so not the case. I mean, the people that I know in my life are very compassionate. They are human beings who can see other human beings having trouble in their lives and can empathize with those people and are willing to step forward and help out, presuming they have the means and the time and the ability to do those things.
And I think it's important to consider that the marketplace is significantly more efficient than the government is at these kind of things. When you look at the government, you'll see that they spend, at least I've heard, there's 70 cents on every welfare dollar goes to middle-class bureaucrats that administer the program. So if you consider that by turning it over to a not-for-profit, some of which, many of which will turn those operating costs on their heads to the point that they need 30% for operations, not 70%. And 70% go to people, not 30%. But some of them actually put 100%. Many of these church organizations are that way because they already have offices and things in place, and they have people that work for the churches. So you can see between 70 and 100% of the money go to people. That changes everything. Not to mention the fact that people can no longer absolve themselves of what they consider a moral imperative to help their neighbors because, well, the government's doing
that. The government will take care of it.
So when you consider that people will have more money, that it will be taken care of in a more efficient fashion,
that's right.
You don't need as many dollars. Plus the fact that all the taxes that you spend don't go to welfare. They go to killing people around the world. They go to all kinds of things. It's a very small percentage which actually goes to taking care of folks.
We would all be a lot wealthier, and wealth includes the ability to live a long time. We would all and live healthily. Mm-hmm. We would all be a lot wealthier if it weren't for the federal government and all of its programs and its meddling and its aggression.
And I'd like to add that, you know, over the last decades or so, slowly but surely, we've been disincentivized to save. We've been disincentivized to do a lot of to take care of ourselves because of this creeping government dependence that we've all been conditioned to accept. And Mark, a lot of what you just said, I would say, boy, you sound like a conservative there.
Yeah, right.
Well, so how is it you could be contradicting this guy who's being exposed as a statist?
Well, hopefully I don't sound as hopefully I sound more compassionate than most conservatives can come off saying that.
Yeah, I think so.
I was thinking about welfare.
Most conservatives are like, I just want my money. I care about helping people.
That's true.
I was saying that welfare is a very small percentage of the federal budget, and that much is true. He was talking about Medicare, which is an extraordinarily large percentage of the budget, plus Social Security, which is an extraordinarily large percent of the budget. So I guess I have
We're going to come back to Ron Paul, the financial crack dealer, in a moment, but let's talk to Mike in Wisconsin on the amp lines. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to, I don't know if you have been paying attention to this, but the state of Wisconsin right now is in a big budget shortfall, $130 million for the immediate past fiscal year, and we're like $3 billion in the hole for the long-term budget. So anyways, the newly elected governor, has proposed that we cut back on some of the public employee union benefits.
And didn't about 15,000 of them come out yesterday to protest?
Yeah, Yeah, I'm in Madison, the state capital, but there have been, I'm 2 hours from the state capital, and there was about 1,000 of them protesting in the city park. And I'll just say, it's just disgusting listening to the rhetoric at these events, because if it wasn't for, you know, these government employees, civilization would end. I mean, it's crazy how some of these government employee unions,
Yeah, the reason why it'll end is because they're going to go right. They're going to probably go crazy and start destroying things if they don't get their way. I mean,
sounds
that's
like a
why.
Crack addict to me. Yeah.
Right. Well, they're talking about some of the schools didn't have the whole entire school district of Madison, Wisconsin, did not have classes today because the teachers wanted to protest.
Didn't I heard somewhere that they were bringing kids out, bringing their students out to protest?
Yeah, all over the state there was student walkouts and being reported in some of the schools. The principals would get on the intercoms and say, "If you want to support your teachers, you know, it's going to be."
Right. Make sure you support your teachers, or you might get a bad grade.
You know, if you were to, as a student, walk out for, in support of anything else, you know, peace in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. You know, you pick what it is. You know, to release Bradley Manning as a political prisoner, whatever.
They'd charge you with a misdemeanor in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, you'd get in all kinds of trouble. But as long as it's for the teachers' union, no big deal, kid. We'll look the other way.
The point to these guys, and I went on this protest yesterday and kind of got some arguing with some of the guys, and I said, you know, we're broke. We're asking you guys to get in line with the rest of the private sector that has had to make sacrifices, has to make cuts, and people have gotten laid off. You know, we're asking you guys to pay a little bit more into your pension, into your health care, and it's just crazy. You think it was Egypt over here.
Yep.
Thanks for the call tonight, Mike. Appreciate hearing from you. Drive safe out there at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, speaking of Egypt, the protests are actually continuing in Egypt. People are, I guess, upset about working conditions now, and there are different kinds of strikes going on. And
yeah, the police were actually marching in Egypt asking for higher pay. I mean, last week they were beating people over the head with sticks when they got out of line, but now they want higher pay.
Yemen, Bahrain, Libya, all... protests have begun in those places. Iran as well, yeah. So there's a lot going on over there. But we're going to continue with Ron Paul, the crack dealer, here in a moment at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. You can take control of the airwaves here. 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power, but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. wikiwiki.freetalklive.com. Go there and you can edit virtually anything.
The Summer Fellowship Program, sponsored by the Institute for Humane Studies, provides policy experience and training for individuals passionate about individual liberty and free markets. The program includes an 8-week internship, 2 public policy seminars, career training. Participants intern at one of more than 100 think tanks and nonprofit organizations in Washington, D.C. and across the country, working on issues ranging from privatization to energy policy to free speech. Internship responsibilities can include scrutinizing legislation for wasteful projects, onerous regulations, researching market-based approaches, and placing articles in media outlets, leveraging blogs and social networking, and mobilizing supporters. Go to libertarianinternships.com for more information. Sign up to receive updates and reminders. There's a housing assistance and a generous stipend. It's libertarianinternships.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. Ron Paul pushing financial crack, according to Forbes, where their writer, Rick Unger, is bitching and moaning because Ron Paul is tantalizing the youth of America with freedom, and he thinks that they are just too bratty. They are too irresponsible, too dumb to actually have freedom, and, well, this Ron Paul guy is dangerous. He says, maybe a generation of people forced to realize their error when it's too late might serve as a warning to future generations who would go with Paul's 10% plan, talking about just a 10% overall cost to government. But if that's the case, Paul is simply using the present generation of American youth as a guinea pig to make his point, and that is wrong on so many levels.
Like Ronald Reagan did?
What?
Well, Ronald Reagan talked all that libertarian rhetoric.
Yeah, but he didn't do anything.
He didn't do it, right.
But he increased the size of government by something like 69%, according to Harry Brown.
Yeah, more than that. But what I'm saying is his rhetoric inspired a lot of young people, including myself.
I see.
It wasn't until he got into office he was a big disappointment. But
that Ron Paul is in office and has been there for over a decade. And
that's right. But
actually does vote no.
A lot of people, such as myself, never gave up those ideals. He was the first president I voted for in 1980.
You're just an irresponsible brat. You think you can make your own decisions and save for yourself and be free to make mistakes?
How dare you?
You've just been experimented on, Wayne. You're just a guinea pig. I mean, the suggestion here is that the American youth are such a bunch of dullards that they would just simply be allowing themselves to be pushed around by this, you know, this old man, basically, and that you know, that they can't think for themselves and they can't rationalize and figure out what's going on, and they're just being, you know, just kind of pushed around by all of these older folks with their suggestions about freedom. And I think that people are smarter than that. I think that young people are a lot more intelligent than this guy thinks they are.
You know, and when you think about Social Security, the it brings you a 1% increase on your money, supposedly, if you get it. Mm. I mean, that's less than inflation. It's a terrible investment. Now, admittedly, there, you know, I don't know what this guy was suggesting, that basically you'd take a huge hit if you put your money into the stock market. But if you would have started putting your money into the stock market, if you were 62 and a half or 65 or whatever it is that you get Social Security at, and you had started when you were 20, I suspect that even with the hit that the stock market took over the last, you know, 18 months or 24 months or whatever, you'd still be better off than the return you're getting from Social Security. So I think that this guy is putting up a specious argument.
The other thing, too, by the way, Mark, is that even if between 20 and 30 years of age you live it up and not save any money, if you start at 30 and that begins really your peak earning years, you can still put away a lot of money between 30 and 62.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I would readily grant there's a difference between over-reliance on government as a substitute to taking care of oneself and government's ability to assist those in true need of assistance. Encouraging behavior that inspires people to recognize the benefits, both financially and spiritually, of being responsible for oneself and one's family is a commendable and important objective. However, failing to recognize that America is a rich, if indebted, country that can afford to do more for those in need than what was once possible is a giant regressive step backwards. What libertarians such as Ron Paul refuse to understand is that life is not the same today as it was during revolutionary times, or, to be more precise, as it was in the South during revolutionary times. Libertarians are big on portraying themselves as Jeffersonians, yet they don't like to acknowledge that Jefferson lived in a part of the country where life was dramatically more self-contained. The wealthy survived quite nicely on plantations where they were served by slaves and other cheap labor.
What is he talking about here?
He sounds like a lefty.
He probably is. He's just a guy writing in a Forbes magazine. We don't know what his political bend is. Right. But, you know, what? The South?
But you know what? He's trying to invoke slavery. Even though he's not coming out and saying it, he's trying to invoke all these images which associate with slavery and all these negative connotations.
Yeah, absolutely.
The wealthy survived where they were served by slaves and other cheap labor who provided for the owner's needs. In return, the owners provided the bare basics of life to their slaves and employees. Hey, guess what? That's what the government is now.
Exactly.
That's what the government does. The government is the plantation owner. The people in the government are essentially the co-owners of that that plantation.
And the uppity slaves want to escape.
Right, that's right. And the slaves are essentially getting, you know, the bare sustenance from their slave masters in this case. It's just the plantation structure writ large.
Well, it's not just the bare subsistence level. Here in the United States, we're very wealthy, you know, when you compare us to the rest of the world. But you really have to ask yourself if maybe this is just a better system for controlling slaves. I mean... You know,
it is.
I think so too. When it came down to owning slaves, you had to send some guy out there with a whip to smack him in the back to keep him going. That you needed to give him clothes, you needed to give him a place to live. This way, when they just suck off between, you know what, 35 and 60% of your wages, depending on how successful you are at reaping the proverbial cotton. You know, I mean, they don't have to do anything to take care of you. You take care of yourself. They don't need to whip you in the back. You whip yourself. You get all this stuff done, and then you cut them big old checks. And I'm not talking about just the federal government. I'm talking about government on all levels. I pay more to the local government than I do to the feds.
Who was it who said that there are none so hopelessly enslaved than those who think they are free?
Indeed.
Oh, boy, who did say that? That is a good one. I don't know. We'll have to figure that out. So anyway, it all worked nicely for the plantation owners, maybe not so much for everyone else on the farm. Ron Paul-style libertarians don't like to acknowledge that much of Jefferson's early thinking was predicated on what worked best for him and his fellow Southerners. It wasn't until Jefferson became president and took responsibility for the entire nation that his thinking evolved a bit.
The king.
Goth.
his thinking evolved.
Gaith?
Because he... Are you talking about the quote? The source of the quote? He's saying Jefferson's thinking evolved when he took power. Doesn't seem like that to me. If you're using barbarism to get your way, your thinking has not evolved, but devolved.
Yes.
Power goes to your brain in a very devolution-style manner. It is not helping the world to give human beings power over other human beings, and it does not enlighten those individuals. If anything, maybe in retrospect, after they're out of the seats of power, they can look back, like Arnold Schwarzenegger recently did, and realize that they were addicted to it, and that they did things that they might not otherwise have done.
Like a real crack addict, when they look back on their life, when they've their addiction life, once they're clean and sober.
Meanwhile, in the northern states, society worked a bit differently. Localities took responsibility to build and operate community hospitals available to anyone who needed help. It was much more an accepted rule of society that those who did well had a charitable obligation to look after those who were not so fortunate, and that charitable assistance often took the form of government-operated programs.
Indeed.
Well, no, charity is not government. Government is not charity. Charity is something that you do upon your own volition because you believe it's the right thing to do. And maybe it is a socially accepted thing. Maybe there is sort of a standard of, you know, to the point where if you're not charitable, you might be ostracized. There can be different societal influences involved in influencing people to become charitable or to be more charitable, but they aren't force. They're not the threat of violence, and that's what government is and has been. Mark, you would argue that it could be something different. It hasn't. Government historically has been a monopoly over violence, and so forcing people to give to this program, whatever it might be, is not charity, and it is not charitable. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. More about Ron Paul, the alleged financial crack dealer, here in moments. And you can take control as well. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support the program? You can go to promote.freetalklive.com. And you can access everything from graphics to flyers. You can get a bumper sticker for free. There's web banners, all kinds of stuff that you can do to get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world and thereby spread the ideas of freedom. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off list price. They also offer great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. In stock, ready to ship. The overnight delivery, it's memorydealers.com.
All right, as we continue here, Ron Paul, the financial crack dealer, that's what Forbes magazine is calling him because he is suggesting that people might be able to take care of themselves. And, of course, the conclusion this guy is jumping to is that, well, without the government around, everybody will just hoard their money and no one will take care of anybody else.
Like Scrooge. Like
yeah.
The story of Scrooge gets misinterpreted, and they say, oh, everyone's going to be like Scrooge. But actually, in the story of Scrooge, the townspeople actually eventually persuaded him to become generous on his own volition. Without
so they didn't
any
put a gun to his head.
Right. They did it through his conscience. And over time, he became more generous on his own without any guns pointed at him.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's how I've become in my life, is that over time, as I've matured, I've realized that some things are more important than others that they used to be. And, I give money to charity now that I can afford to give money to charity as well.
Sure, but even if you had a certain percentage of people in a free society who decided not to give to charity, there's still all the rest of the people who give, mm-hmm. who make up for it.
Right.
It's everyone's choice.
So if the government were to take care of all charity, and you know that it would be a disaster if they did, because private charity is so much more efficient than yeah. government did, government, it would still only be a small portion, or at least a portion of what people pay in taxes, all their taxes. So it's, the suggestion that everybody needs to give, otherwise the system will fall apart, is ludicrous. Everybody doesn't give now. If you take all the aggregate taxes out there, and I mean local, state, federal, gas, property, whatever, mm-hmm. and you add them all together, how much of that is really charity? I would say less than 50%, if not even, I'm talking about Social Security, include everything that somebody might consider charity. Or
you can't use that word. Charity doesn't apply to government, as I explained earlier. You mean assistance programs?
Somebody might consider a social welfare program, yeah. and you can, if you aggregate them all together, it's probably less than 50%. So even if only every other person gave, then you would still be at the numbers. But consider that the government is probably two or three times as inefficient as private charity. So then you can take that 50% of people, you can cut it down to maybe a third.
Yeah.
Then you consider the people that don't feel that they have a responsibility to give now because they give to taxes would then feel a responsibility. It goes on. You don't need nearly half the people giving.
Back to Forbes.
People would also have a lot more if you didn't have the inflation tax as well.
Sure, and all regulations. I mean, there's all kinds of things that you can factor into this discussion, and prices are high for a number of reasons, and so if people, you know, if businesses didn't have to put up with government regulations and could be regulated, you know, on a kind of a consensual basis by third-party certifiers and things like that, costs could go down, and people would have more money, and of course, if you didn't have to pay money to the federal government, you'd have more money in your pocket with which to choose which charities you give the money to, which is far more efficient, because then the charities are competing to some extent for people's dollars, which is very important.
There are also a lot of very wealthy people today who don't pay any federal income taxes because they know the loopholes, and they have tax attorneys.
So as the nation marched on, says Forbes, grew wealthier and took a leadership role in the world, it was the philosophy of the North that took root in many instances for the better. We became a country that used its wealth to bear some moral responsibility for those among us that had it a bit tougher. Now Ron Paul wants our kids to abrogate their responsibilities as Americans. No, that's the entire reverse of what Ron Paul wants. Ron Paul wants young people and everybody else to embrace responsibility. It's the government that wants people to abrogate their responsibilities. It's the government that says, we'll take care of you. You don't have to save for retirement. We'll handle that for you. Just look to us. We'll take care of your kids. You don't have to decide which school to send them to. We'll make that choice for you. You don't need to think about what they'll need to learn. We'll decide what they need to learn. We'll decide what's important, so on and so on. They're constantly taking responsibility away from people. Ron Paul advocates the opposite. Anyway, he encourages them to avoid, this is Forbes again, avoid contributing to the pool that helps other Americans get a better education. The American education system, run by the government, it sucks. And it's been getting worse over time. And the money has been increasing over time. So that pool of money going to education has increased while the quality has gone down.
The pool is getting deeper, and your kids are drowning in it.
And that's not because kids are dumber today than they used to be in the past. It's because the system is inefficient. The system is bureaucratic. It is a monopoly or near-monopoly system. And to use the term contribute, I think also kind of suggests that, we're just giving, you know, voluntarily into this educational pool. No, we're forced to pay for it. I don't want to pay for these government schools here in Keene, New Hampshire. I don't want to pay for them anywhere. But I'm willing to pay for education. I don't have an objection to the idea of educating young people, even though I don't have kids. I have no objection to the idea of doing so. I would just rather support educational providers that I agree with.
And what about the student loan scam that the government started back in the 70s, which before the student loan program, colleges and universities had to charge what people could afford.
Yeah. And now they get them in debt for the
now they get them
their
in debt.
Lives.
Now it's a complete scam if you look at some of the interviews and some of the information that's come out on the whole student loan program.
There's a bill introduced here in the New Hampshire House with our new libertarian folks that are in the House that says that people's property taxes, people with kids that are not in the public school systems, their property taxes will be diminished as a result. So it's an amazing step forward. This isn't happening in your state, and, you know, something to consider.
Well, that hasn't actually happened yet, Mark.
It hasn't
just
happened.
Been filed, right?
What other state has been filed
until,
in?
It's not a step forward until it actually
It's not a step
through.
Forward until you file the bill, man.
Well, that's a step towards actually taking, that's like, you know, a baby step towards taking an actual step. But until a bill actually passes, it's just an idea.
The teachers union will fight that one real hard.
Yeah.
They certainly will. I'm sure they will. But how many other states is that happening?
I couldn't tell you, Mark. All kinds of people submit bills all over the place, so that's a good question. He asked the younger generation to turn their back on the responsibility to pay into the Social Security system as their parents did before them. See, it happened in the past, so it must happen in the future. I mean, it's always been happening, so therefore it's a good idea. And you have a responsibility. How did that happen?
This guy sounds like a car salesman.
So he goes on to say, so that an even earlier generation can look forward to some financial security in their sunset years. Meaning me, is what he's talking about, right? Ron Paul envisions an America where it is every man and woman for themselves. He does so in the bizarre belief that most of American society could somehow exist as a wholly self-contained family unit in today's highly integrated world. Representative Paul would do well to acknowledge that those days passed us by a very long time ago, and there is no going back. Maybe Paul simply cannot relate to what life is like for those with fewer opportunities than he had. And he goes on to talk about how Ron Paul, in an article written by his wife, where he faced hardships and he learned how to work hard, he says that Ms. Paul goes on to make a pretty big deal over how Ron had a part-time job painting the school during a summer holiday and delivering furniture for a store. She tells us how he made some money in college delivering laundry and how he even delivered mail during Christmas holidays. Oh, the horror of it all, says the Forbes writer. Just imagine having to put newspapers inside the screen doors rather than just throwing them in the yard, and the emotional and physical pain he must have experienced delivering the mail during the Christmas holiday so he could pay his tuition.
You know, back then they had to walk like 5 miles in the snow with bare feet.
It's a wonder the man survived, let alone made it to the Congress of the United States. It is possible that the Pauls could just be the tiniest bit out of touch with the difficulties faced by millions of Americans to whom a paper route would represent an idyllic childhood, even if they had to put the papers inside the screen door. Is it possible that Representative Paul views his own experience as a self-sustaining, responsibility-taking American through the prism of suburban life, rather than the experience of the inner-city single mother who works two hard jobs just to put food on the table, if she can find a job at all?
Oh, unbelievable, this guy.
Well, I mean, I think that's a legitimate point to make.
I think it is. You know, so, you know, the question is, I guess, that, you know, what should we do about people that make bad decisions? First off, I think that there should be an incentive system for not making bad decisions, but making good ones. And I'll tell you that to some extent, this the system that we have today, especially the welfare system, is set up in order to benefit you if you make bad decisions, not if you make good ones. So don't have a husband? Well, you'll get more money. Have some more kids? Well, you'll get more money. These are, you know, this is a system that's set up to make bad decisions. So, yeah, I do want a system that incentivizes good decision making.
Would the single mom that he's talking about have to work two jobs if she didn't have a portion of her paycheck stolen from her by the government?
Half of her paycheck taken away from her? I mean,
work
one job,
right? Through inflation.
Or maybe if her kids could work too at younger ages, maybe that would help as well. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.